This is Apollo 11 interview number 4 with Dr. Bill Hess. This is a NASA Apollo 11 news feature from the National Aeronautics and Space Administration. Apollo 11, Moon Landing. Astronauts Neil Armstrong, Mike Collins, and Buzz Aldrin are to make the first attempt at achieving our nation's goal. If the mission is accomplished successfully, the Apollo 11 crew is to receive a completely different welcome back on Earth, completely different from the red carpet treatment afforded previous manned spaceflight returnees. From NASA's Manned Spacecraft Center in Houston, Texas, Director of Science and Applications, Dr. Bill Hess, explains.
The idea for the Lunar Receiving Laboratory came forward about, I guess it was maybe 4 or 5 years ago now, when it was decided that it would be necessary to handle return lunar material in a rather special manner. There was a study made by the National Academy of Science that said that the return lunar material should go into quarantine. And the point is that if you were to come back with living material from the moon, the material might really cause considerable problems to the United States. Now, the chances of this are very, very small. First, that you find living material there, and secondly, even if you found it, whether it would cause us problems, but the chance still is present, and therefore you better take what precautions you can to avoid it. Secondly, to do what are called time-critical experiments, that is to do things working on the return samples where you can't afford to wait a month or so. And then the third major reason for the lab is to do a general preliminary examination of the lunar material to get a reasonable enough idea of the characteristics of the material so that we can then send the material out to the 130 principal investigators around the world who are going to receive portions of the material if it's the right kind of stuff to do their particular experiment. We're doing this preliminary examination in order to be able to distribute the material intelligently to these investigators.
Bill Hess continued that precautionary quarantine measures will begin immediately after the Apollo 11 astronauts splash down. They'll walk into what's known as a mobile quarantine facility, a modified house trailer which will be in place on board the recovery ship.
And this house trailer has been specially built so that it is a biological barrier. If you put bugs inside it, the bugs will stay inside it. Then the aircraft carrier carries the house trailer back to the closest port, which is probably Hawaii, and the house trailer is loaded onto an airplane, a large transport airplane, and brought back here to the Lunar Receiving Lab. And then you sort of reverse the process. At the Lunar Receiving Laboratory, the house trailer is backed up to the back door of the Lunar Receiving Laboratory, and the crewmen are led into the lab. Now you have the astronauts inside the Lunar Receiving Laboratory in the area called the Crew Reception Area, and the astronauts will stay in this area for a period of 21 days after they've left the moon for medical examinations, watching and see they don't come down with any peculiar medical problems. And at the end of that time, assuming everything's gone well, and chances are pretty good it will, then they would be released.
Science and Applications Director Bill Hess. Stay tuned for the next NASA Apollo 11 news feature and comments from Huntsville, Alabama, on people behind the scenes for Apollo 11. This is Willard Scott speaking.